Hi everyone. Welcome to the Crystal Starnes Show on Jess TV with your host, Crystal Starnes, and a special co-host, Antonio Savalas. And we have a special guest today. His name is JJ Stomp, and he is a director, producer, actor, martial artist, and he has this new film called In Dragon 3. So let's welcome JJ Stomp. What is it? In Three Dragon. I'm sorry. Yes. Let's welcome JJ Stomp to the show. Hi, JJ. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. And thank you for having me on your show, Crystal.
Oh, wonderful. You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you, Antonio, for joining us as well, helping with the show today.
That's incredible. It's quite an honor. You know, we're here at the Crystal Starnes Show, joined by JJ Stomp, one of the top independent film actors, producers, and martial artists. And this is quite an honor for me. It's walking tall, as I said, and of course, revolutionizing the movie industry. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you to the other superstars. You know, amazing to meet you in person here on Crystal Stanzos. I want to say thank you for having me to both of you, and can't wait to tell the world about the In Three Dragons.
That's awesome.
Awesome. I would love to know what is the backstory of the name of the film, because In Three Dragons, it's like a badass title, but I know there's a symbolic meaning behind it. What kind of meaning does it carry behind it? Because it sounds interesting.
Yeah, that would be so out the whole movie, actually. In Three Dragons is really important, not just to me, but to the history that we actually learned it from. I'm actually from Laos, next to Thailand. Our country has a lot story about the dragons. So, and the inn is... the story was that the dragon actually transferred the heart to a human.
Wow.
So that's what it is. So magic. Three is had, yeah, it has three kind of hearts that will continue another part of the film. So this is the first one that we actually talk about. It's the first heart. So that will be continued. So we don't want to spoil the audience, yes. So that's what number three stand for. And the dragon, you know what that means. So it's the dragons. So totally a very amazing story. When we did this film in 1988, when we start this project, again, it happened, something happened in 2012. So we lost everything. So this is the revenge, the new story that we recreated to make so impact of the movie. And also we'll have the documentary about the film itself from the 1980, 89, 88, all the way to the future. So that will come later. But right now we are focused on In Three Dragons, the first one ever done, Unseen Fish, which is very amazing story for us to implement another martial art into my film. So
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does.
And you know what's even better, Crystal? This actually means that we're gonna have JJ Stomp on the next two interviews when the movies of the number two come out. That's exciting.
That
would be nice. That would be nice.
Now, I'm fine with that. Absolutely.
Now, of course, JJ, you're from, can you repeat the name of the country again?
Laos, L-A-O-S.
Great. So if you're from Laos, which is next to Thailand, that means you are a Muay Thai master, right? Because Muay Thai is very known as a martial arts skill in Thailand.
Yes, yes, I do a lot of them. I know a few top one. that actually they came here to the U.S. We have lunch and dinner together once in a little while. Yes, I do.
Great. And what can you tell us about your martial arts experience? Like, when did you start training? What actually motivated you to become a martial artist? Because I have understanding that you're as well a Hall of Famer. So, gosh, Crystal, we're so honored to have you today.
Yes, yes, it is a funny story, Crystal and Antonio. I start martial arts, I was very young. Okay, maybe 5, 6, and 7 years old. I did it because my master, it's my grandmaster actually, pity on me because I worked so hard on the farm in Laos. So, and in Asia, I would say almost Asia in back then, and my country is not the civilization. It's not like Thailand or Cambodia or Vietnam. So we're still behind everything at that time. So I'm actually trained to fight for food, not for anything else. That there's nothing that I could see, the belt or anything like that, or just to get food, bring it home. So I don't have to work so much in the farm. And for that purpose, it's just growing up to be a warrior. You know, it's all, I would call a street fighter. So there's the, you know, when we go to different city and they have rule and regulation. So I have no idea what that stands for, because all I fought, I trained for was just to fight and to be, to win, not to lose at all. So, and most of my younger lifetime, I lost only one time, wow, and which I lost to the person I actually a female.
Okay.
So because she was begging me that she needed the rice for her mom. So I have to let her hit me, knock me out.
Oh my
so
God.
That's the only person I lost it to. But wow, my mom was happy what I did.
Oh my God.
That's a story about my martial art, but I've been trained so until today. Between there and my system is a San Sigmai, and in English is elephant stomp. So that's wow, what you get my name, Stomp.
Stomp. Oh my God. Yep. That's incredible. I mean, it's mind blowing because, you know, most of the martial artists, including myself, of course, we train as a sports view, but actually you started training as a surviving skill mode, you know, like we say, the survival of the fittest. So your mindset, you know, had anything to do with losing? Gosh, I really haven't met a fighter like you who actually was built, and this could be a title for a movie, Built to Kill, because when you're in the jungle, you gotta survive and you gotta prove
yeah,
that you're the strongest.
Yeah.
And brother, yes, that has really, really, really taken you to the highest level I can think of. That's amazing. What do you think, Chris? It's awesome.
I think it's impressive. Very much so.
Wow. Absolutely.
Yes. yeah, it is. It's, you know, when I came to this country in 1980, you know, I was, when I walked in one of the dojo, just want to train some more, and they look at me like, what are you, Bruce Lee? Something. So at that time, I wasn't speak English, and I do not know who Bruce Lee is, but in our country, but we call him different name. So totally that doesn't transparency the, you know, the words or the, you know, the meaning. So, and then they show me the videotape of Bruce Lee fight. And I said, oh yeah. And so we got into the fight. Then I threw them out the window. And actually the master himself came out and said, okay, it's okay. That's enough. I want you to get out of my school. So I thought he was to talk nicely, but actually he was mad at me. But 6 months later, we become best friend until today.
Nice.
How's that? Because his brother wrote a note for me because I'm looking for school. He wrote a note for me that he said, this school will teach you. And the note said, this Asian guy can kick your ass. That's what it meant. I gave him the note and they just jumped on me basically. So sometimes it is difficult for us, you understand, Antonio, when you go another country that you do not speak their languages, it always trouble for me. For almost 7 years when I came to America, always a problem because learning English and try to understand the same meaning. And sometimes it has different meanings. So, and yes, it is, In Three Dragon is kind of that rhythm that I read there. So it would well translate with both, life and martial arts, and I hope you two have a chance to watch it and then you will understand what we're talking about.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I can't wait to see the show.
Crystal, not have to. Crystal, you gotta have to now. So, but
what really amazes me, JJ Stump, is that your story is kind of like similar to Jean-Claude Van Damme's story. He came all the way from Belgium to the United States. He actually learned to speak English in the United States. And then he built his career from scratch. I mean, from zero. And of course, that really brings me to ask you another question. Of course, you came, you learned English, you had to overcome a lot of odds. So what actually got you in the movie industry? Because of course, starting in the movie industry in the 80s, it's kind of tough, brother. So how's that story go?
The story. So, to me, it's blessing. Okay. I first ever in front of the camera, I was in college. So, and the person walking in, and I said, hey, I was only Asian in college. I was only one. Imagine that. So, and he walked in, I said, I want you to be in the commercial. And I looked at him and said, really? And I said, I don't speak much English. That's okay. You don't have to talk. And then I said, no, I don't want to do it. I don't like camera. And he said, I give you $500 cash. I said, okay. So that was the turn on. So I did it and it was fun. And then I keep doing English. I said, if I'm going to do the next one, I want to do a better job. So, and my first commercial I did was riding a bike delivering with a pizza. So I did that. And then after that one, people saw what I did. So I delivered the pizza and my bicycle hit the rock. So the pizza flew up in my hand. Imagine that. So this camera is running with the track. So I flip it. I do my flip and land it and grab the pizza, but it's open, but it's squash. But they didn't see that, right? So, and I said, F word. That's my first language I say on camera. So, and the guy said, keep running. So I grab and run to the guys by the door and I make it a minute before the time expired. And he said, you just like a minute left. Okay, here's your tip. So, and that was commercial. Then after that, I think a lot of people were seeing what I did. And then I start doing a stunt for them. A stunt for different company. And they said, hey, you want to sign up for this SAG thing? So I said, no, I want a paycheck. So because I got, 4 sisters and 2 brothers. So all I need was a paycheck. So that's what I continued doing in college for 6 years. I just do the stunt for New York, California, anywhere they want me. And they didn't use my name, just use someone else's name. I say, I don't care, all this paycheck, and come home with it. And then later on, my friend is there. And then I walk in the Office Max, and this guy was hosting a TV show from Korea. So I was doing something, and he said, "I like you, man." I said, "You look like a very good host for the TV." I said, I'm laughing. I said, "Whatever." So you, "No, no, I'm serious, man." He said, "So what are you going to do?" I said, "I want to make a host." And I said, "I never done that." He said, "No, let's come and try it." So I went to the studio in Minnesota. I was thinking of myself, not about a TV show at all. I just do what I love to do. And I did that, and director and producer come out, "You hire." So, and I did the TV show for about 3 months. And the Korean took it over and took it back home, and they were revamping the whole show for that. And then after that, the guy that who produced the one in America here, and he said, "Hey, I want you to do the movie." And then said, "I never done that before." So I got into a training with him. And that's when we start doing the Intrigue Dragon. It was my first movie in the 80s. Yes. Yeah. And now it just came out. This is a new version. That's why it's giving me a documentary about that film. I went to Cambodia, to Thailand, to Laos for 6 months to travel learning about dragons. So that's a big story about the Into Dragon, not just the movie for me. So,
yeah, actually in the trailer, one of the trailers shows such a great work on special effects due to the dragons, how they fly. They look so real. I mean, it's amazing. When I saw the trailer for the first time, I went like, "Wow, are you kidding me? This is surreal."
Thank you.
Wow. Yes, yes.
Yeah, but yeah, believe it. Antonio, believe it or not, I am also animators.
Oh, nice. Great.
Yeah, I create all the 3D characters. Yes.
You're a full package.
Thank you.
That's really, really amazing. And, you know, what you just told us, you know, it's really nice because on the TV show, what you did was very smart because you actually... what you did was being yourself, and that actually took you to express yourself as you actually are, and that opened a huge door for the first original Into Dragon movie. That's quite impressive. Yes. And inspiring.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I agree with you, Antonio. I'm very impressed that you started doing this in the 80s and you had actually done one and now you're doing another. I think that's really impressive.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, so we actually have about 3 movies on the loose right now. So it's coming out, and then number 4 and number 5 is coming out pretty soon. So actually, Intrigue Dragon is really streaming the world right now. People talk from Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, anywhere in the world. We had a blast out to for our advertise, and you know, I had 2 movies came out before this one, and this one was like mind blowing for me because everyone was like copying for it, and they talk about it. They're just like, "Wow here, wow there." It's like, you know, and sometimes when you're doing it because you have so much fun, when you see the feedback from the people never seen it before, it really touched your heart, and sometimes your tears come out because it's wow, we did it. You know, we touched so many hearts of people that actually seeing it, you know. So yes.
That's quite exciting.
Yeah, I can tell with the way you talk that you're a very good person, you're a true servant leader, you're a hard worker, and I'm grateful that I got to meet you. I think that you're an amazing person.
And thank you.
The hard work you've been input into your career and the film is really an inspiration for the younger generations, which of course are striving now in the industry to become successful. And talking about success, of course, I would love to first of all congratulate you. And ask you something that's really quite like a key point. in the marketing aspect as well as the promotional aspect. What's that element? What's that precise element that makes the Angry Dragon Unseen Fist movie different from its competition, from all the rest of the martial independent movies? What's that ingredient that your movie brings to the table?
Yes, you're totally right on this one, because I got a lot of message from around the world, the top-notch martial arts people, grandmaster, master, you know, these people are just amazing. The ingredient of Angry Dragon, the story is good, okay. When I create this, this is a new version of Angry Dragon. And I said to one of the grandmaster, when I'm casting him, I said, Grandmaster John, I need the best and well-known martial artist in the world, not just in the U.S. So he named it, you know, for example, like Grandmaster Matoshi is a regional Japanese grandmaster who created an awesome art to his fair for a hundred of years. So he's part of that, and he's playing my father in the movie. So, and we got Gramsci Noel, who is really a combat when he was young age here in California. So we got these people that, and they bring an original, I call original, is from the guts, from their hard work for years in martial arts. And we got a real street fighter, let me tell you. So eight of these guys is a real street fighter here in California. I'm a dangerous one. Okay. Even my person, my cast member who actually know them so well, when they came to my studio, she grabbed me up from the door next door and said, JJ, are you serious? These guys are real. They're going to beat the crap out of you. I said, I'm smiling, put my jacket up. I walk out there. I said, this is going to be fun. So I walk out and they're looking up like, this guy's huge, okay, from Hawaii, from everywhere. So they said, damn. And the guy's from Japan. He said, hey, you know what? We got to have fun today. And the first word they asked, so can we hit each other? That's their first word, not even say hi yet. I said, awesome. Oh, good. So now we can talk. I said, yeah, we can hit each other. As long as you don't hit this, you don't hit the bottom, be perfect to go. And they give me a hug. We have people here, and I even tell one camera only. There's not even audio, because that was raw footage for one shot, the whole thing. And it turned out like unbelievable. That's all I can tell you, because these guys are real. There's no rehearsal. There's no punch left, punch right. We're going at it, and they love it, enjoyed it. You know, I mean, like, it was just like, damn, JJ. So, but yeah, we did it. And I think that's the ingredient. The ingredient is from all these experiences, martial artists, to bring their field style, I call. You can do how you want it, as long as you are a good martial artist. You can hold back when you punch. I mean, so, yeah, of course we hit each other, but you're a martial artist. Just like, for example, if I hire you, Antonio, you're going to be in my movie. If gonna hit you in the tummy, on the shoulder, on the whatever. If you say, well, that hurt, and then don't come to my side. I don't want to waste my time for people like that. So that's the Hollywood film. They can go in, so you can do a fake punch. But this is JJ. This is my movie. All three, four movies, it's all real. You can ask every one of them that will come to my set. If they cannot get a hit, I put them an extra. Don't come to the set in fight scene. You can do something else. You can do a cleaner or whatever, or somebody walk behind the scene, like that kind of stuff. So that's how, I mean, when you see how Grandmaster Noel Langebaum talked about in the movie, he called me crazy, but he loved it. He's, in his life, it's always a challenge, and we challenge each other. So, I mean, this is why people love him and myself fighting scene, because it was real. Everything is organic. And same thing with my lead person, lady, Kumu Mishimanu.
Oh, she's nice.
Yes. And, you know, when I said, you're going to fight with Grandmaster Noel, and she go, should we rehearse? I said, no. Give me what you got. He's going to give you what you got. And, you know, it's so fun. And because these people, the first time, that's what they work with me. They look at me and say, you're killing us, man. I said, I'll keep going. So, we got an outtake coming in. It's so fun. And when the last second, they fought so long. And Michelle fall on the ground. And Noel cannot hold her by his body anymore. He fall on top of her. And I'm just shooting. I said, how do you feel? I said, you killed us. So it's all organic. This is why the most people that who surround the grandmaster in the film, like Grandma Matosi, Grandmaster Bo, Grandmaster Noel, and Grandmaster John, Master Lucy, all these people, that they're fans, they're friends, they're family. They're just loving it because they perform their arts with the real system. No, not like a Hollywood way of punching in the air and, you know, and stuff like that. No, this is all good.
And what you're saying is really true, because, you know, a lot of people who actually don't know much about the choreography scenes as far as fighting, you know, of course, the punches to the face, it's easier to sell than a back heel kick hit, you know, because when you do a back heel kick, for example, you of course have to have a body contact. You just can't fake that. And that's why I agree with you so much, because if you didn't actually hit it, it's going to look fake. And that's what we don't want as producers, as actors. So, you know, there's a saying that says, no pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah, so in this case would be no pain, no gain, because, you know, for your movie to be to look real, you need to have this action, you know, really put in. And I would relate this to pro wrestling, for example. Pro wrestling, of course, a lot of people, they say it's fake, but like what they don't know about it, it's like, of course, a punch, you can it's easier to fake it. But, you know, a flat palm chop to the chest, a flying drop kick, it's much harder to fake it.
Yes.
And that's
you're right. I'm actually a fan of wrestling. The one who created the wrestling for years ago in America here, it was I call a godfather, right? So Greg Gagne was the one that's the original AWA wrestlers.
You met Greg Gagne?
Yeah, well, no, we go out and have lunch. Yes.
Oh my
yes.
God.
So imagine. Oh, that, I'm glad you can say that. I can send you the picture.
That's the guy that trained Ric Flair, the wrestling legend. I'm just
amazed. Same Hulk Hogan. Yes. Same Hulk Hogan.
Oh my God.
That is, yeah, so that's what I mean. So Antonio, when I came to this country and when I graduated from college, and they said, because my mom loved wrestler, she watching Greg Gagne every single, on TV, okay, black and white. So, and when they interviewed me, they said, who do you want to meet as your superstar? I said, Greg Gagne.
Nice.
when we met, when I told him, and again, he's in my movie, in Three Dragons. When you think about it.
That's amazing.
Yes, that's the original one. That's the original, the 80. Okay. He was in Three Dragons. He's my coach on that. Imagine when I asked him, he said, you cannot afford me. I said, I know. And I told him the story when they asked me who I want to meet. I said, Greg Gagne. And they said, you know what, son? You can have me for free. So after that, we become friends until today.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
There we go. So I'm glad that you love wrestling, and I do, because yes, they do write the script for it, but you know, when you go more advanced like today, there's no ending. You have to be on your own creatively. So I can tell people that, and because I was behind that most of the time, and because of he showed me how they really do the business. And just remember, this business is the most sold out business you ever know. Every show you can see nowadays, sold out, I'm talking about 40, 50, 60,000. Every Monday Nitro, everything else, you know, I mean, I can go on with this kind of stuff because I know the business, you know, and even concert, you have to promote like crazy. Even Super Bowl, you get to promote Super Bowl. It's just one time deal. But you talk about WWE, every Monday, every event, they sold out. I mean, I think that's a good, you know, economies with them. It just, they just draw too many people in it, young and old, and, you know, and I hope Intrigue Dragon will do the same thing for a couple more weeks coming here.
Awesome.
Where can everyone find the movie?
Ah, that's a good question, Crystal. You know, Into Dragon is streaming worldwide. I know Amazon Prime has almost 150 countries, but it takes time to go each country because of regulation or whatever they needed. But for us, Amazon Prime is available now. You can go to Amazon Prime and you can search it for IN number 3, Dragons, and you can find it right away. And, you know, and soon also we have on Tubi coming pretty soon. And then Nuclear Home Video is a giant distributor for SOV, TOV, SO, all these on-demand things. So available, you can go sit on airplane, plug it in, put your credit card, just write that in Three Dragons, write that for you. So it's, for me, it's amazing. And we are actually, from our distributor, asking to be doing dub in Spanish, because it's going pretty aggressively good right now. So
in Spanish too?
Yes. They asked us about 2 days ago already. So we are actually getting to the gear right now. So we're gonna get all the people coming into the studio, and we're gonna dub in Spanish.
that's amazing. You know, my people are going to be happy. We the Latinos, we love the fighting movies, especially, you know, we're from the background of Van Damme, Jackie Chan. And, you know,
yes.
I think the In Three Dragon is going to bring a lot of curiosity from people. And it's nice that you actually do it in Spanish, too.
Yeah, and totally. Like, we got Big Dog Mendoza. You know, Big Dog Mendoza is Mariano is a Spanish spoken, and he's in part of my film. He's playing there, and he speaks Spanish in there, so he's kind of coming down. I'm actually really influenced with the Spanish spoken, and I always, that's my second choice when after the movie come out, that's my second choice to be dubbed.
Wow.
And I AJ, can't wait.
Hey AJ, you know some Spanish words that you can share with us?
Sí. Oh, just see, that's it for now, but I will learn some more.
All right, look, I'm going to teach you a short phrase in Spanish. I'm going to teach you how to say your name, okay? Mi nombre es JJ Stump.
JJ Stump. Ah.
Now let's
JJ Stump.
Let's work out with Crystal. Crystal, can you say yo?
Yo.
Soy?
Soy.
Muy?
Muy.
Bonita?
Bonita.
You know what that means? It means I'm very beautiful. Yeah.
Gracias.
I can't understand Monita. My new Monita, that means something like beautiful. That's a good one. So, Crystal, what else you need to know about, you know, me and the movie? And
I guess maybe just tell the audience a little bit about, like, what the whole theme of the movie is. You know, anything that you want to talk about, like, just to give them an idea of what they'll be watching.
Yes, the theme of In Three Dragon is about the dragon actually has one of them came on Earth to celebrate their their fighting skill. And when they came on Earth, our role is go crazy with war, fighting each other, killing each other. So the dragon just watching it. So that three brothers kind of look at and see a woman that who actually almost get killed. And the dragon, one of the dragon, it's called Diamond Dragon, that my dad actually. So he saw that he wanted to protect her. And he did save her. And then he fell in love with her just that second. And the two brothers said, we had to come home, or if we don't make it by midnight, you're stuck in the human world forever. So at that moment, he doesn't care because he was felt something for her, which is my mom. So anyway, also my mom's playing by also a beautiful person from who's did the movie with Jackie Chan. So that's playing my mom. So, and George Lucas, yeah, George Lucas. Yeah, okay, so that, and you know, what? So then fell in love. So the two dragons went back home and tell their father. Now they said they cannot do anything. They have to wait for millions of years to get the heart back. So, and so they got into married and have kid, which is me. So, and as my father promised the dragon's family that you have to leave him out because he's a human. If you do, they're going to come and kill them all. Killed me and my mom. So he doesn't listen. So they came down. So they killed my mom. And then my dad said, okay, fine. I will leave this kid somewhere that I don't know. Doesn't matter who. So that's why he left me to another woman, Caucasian lady, who actually become my sister and my mom and dad, her mom and dad too. So then I become that family. And that's what the story about that. Then I had a dragon's heart. So they have to wait until I'm getting older, make sure I knew how to fight. So that's why the dragon, my uncle, playing by Grandmaster Noel Langerbahn, came on Earth, transformed himself to the homeless person, because anybody that he wanted, he wanted, because he just needed to be a human. So he got to the homeless guy. He become, and you know, the funny part of the film is that, and he performed so well because I said, I want you to be homeless and I want you to think like you don't know anything about human. You know, you're going to pee, you're going to look at your own self and you're going to seek out what is this. I used to have tail, but now I have this, you know, like, so it was amazing. And he looked at the guy who was actually his coach and looked at his pee. He was like in front of it. So it's so a comedy movie and action, basically. Yeah, and then that's why my uncle challenged me to fight in the right time. And then my dad showed up to stop him. But he said, no, because you have to honor the dragon's role. And so I told my dad, I said, okay, I will honor it. I will fight. So, and no matter what, he will defeat me, but there's a trick on it, so you have to watch it, what happened. So it's a great story about, if you compare it to life, it's about revealing yourself from the chaos. Even, you know, us always have problems, all human does, but you have to stand up and do it again. Important thing is focus what you see. This the Into Dragons idea is focus what you see in front of you. You know, try to do the best you can to overcome the dragon. So much power. There's no way a human can defeat it. But there's something that focus on. What is it? So that's what this story is about. I'm focused on that to see his weakness. That's only 1% of his weakness, which I have to use it to against him. And you know, I complete it, I win. And that's what the story is about. That's why people love about it. People crying and send me the videos. If they watch it, they're crying. They thought I was going to die. And then I don't believe it, just a split second. But, you know, people, when they get into the story, they'll watch it. Even though that's 3-second scene, but it just saw impact in your lives. And it touched people's life. Because I've been around the biggest people that who make a movie. I've been coaching by them. I've been, you know, I'm blessing. How's that? But I can't say their name. A big movie. For example, like Terminator 2. What's the most word that people can remember? I'll be back. That's not in 2 seconds scene, but why is it stuck in your head? It's the same thing in Three Dragons. That's a scene that people is like, I go, wow, I made it. To me, I'm telling myself, can they see that scene? I want to lend them to see it, if that would make sense. When the people actually follow the story, and they said that was a scene that touched in their heart. So, and I hope, you know, like I said, everybody have different meaning, different idea, different clip, different spot. They love, they fall in love with it. And, you know, and I'm just blessing. That's basically it. And I'm blessing to talk to you guys. You guys are the first one I'm talking to. Now I got about 27 people are lined up.
It's really impressive how, besides, you know, the fighting aspect, you can actually send a message of, you know, of love that actually can touch people's hearts. And of course, for the millions and the fans watching us right now, what, as a martial arts fan-based group that is watching us right now, what are they going to expect as far as the different styles of martial arts that In Three Dragon movie offers? What kind of styles are we expecting to see in the movie?
Very, very good. That's a very good question. Yes. When you know, okay, almost 50-something thousand people are searching for J.J. Stam, who he is, what he is. When they said Muay Lao, and they go, wow, this is interesting. I want to see this, right? So, and portion of In Three Dragon is probably about 60% Muay Lao, but I command so many style because I train so many style, but Muay Lao is number one call my heart system. So, and I use a lot of those, especially with the heart fight, like the truck fight, I have to use that. And when the awesome fight, I mean, you talk on the clip, you fought that, you're going to be say goodbye forever. I have the grip, the system that I can be balanced better, you know, and, you know, I cannot do Taekwondo flying it up, and I will be landing in the waters somewhere, you know, so I have to be careful what I use. But people are searching for is the system, you're right. And when they see that, they said, I want to see this guy, I want to see this guy. And when they watch it, they just go, wow. But again, because I use so many systems in between, but they just like entertain for them, you know, instead of elbow, knee, and flying, but it's the same thing over and over. No, it's not. I'm combined with Cambodian boxing, I combined with Muay Thai, I combined with Muay Lao, and then I go Taekwondo, and then Karate. I mean, all these is totally different aspects, and that's why my 100,000 of people that actually admire was that he said, "Wow, they're not. He's not even use Muay Lao only, but use this, use that," which for audience entertain, but for martial artists, that wow, this guy knew almost a little bit of everything, and but you know, but my system is very strong in, you know, in controlling.
Wow! So people are going to actually see a combination of many styles in a global martial artist that actually film wise knows, of course, in this case, how to make the scene look pretty good and very artistic. And especially,
yes,
combat as far as body to body action, and you know, as a final product, I think that'll give the movie that much credibility, because credibility is going to be the main ingredient of the scene, because that's what fans are really waiting for.
Yes, I think because, you know, my projection is if I do a lot of system, because I have a wide range of audience, not particularly Muay Lao or Muay Thai. So this have a wide range, because like Noel, he knows different style, and you know, Graham's John knows different style. So we add all these together. And like Unseen Fish is Kinakari from Graham's John who created it. So that's my victim of using it to defeat the dragon. So it's to me, it's awesome film, and I love when all the grandmasters come together, and when they watch it, they just say, wow, I don't believe you did it, you know? So which is real blessing for me.
We're almost out of time, but I'll ask a question, and then he can ask a question. I guess the question I would have is, what advice would you give to other actors or producers out there that's starting out in the entertainment industry?
Amazing question. Yes. Whatever, if you actor, director, producer, focus on your craft. I have that different thing before people tell me. Just think about it. If there's someone that will come and tell you when they read your script, and they say you change this, change that. When you change it to make it better for them, not better for yourself, okay? Don't do it. If you know you want to focus on your stuff, when you make it, it's yours. When you do it, someone else's idea, you're out of focus. You're not focused no more. So concentrate on your stuff. Doesn't matter, movie or TV show. Because that is your idea. Keep it original.
Thank you so much. And do you want to ask anything else, Antonio?
Yeah, of course, Crystal. Here's a good one, JJ. Okay, look, if you were to make a movie, or let's say Angry Dragon 2 or 3, by the time you've met Crystal and myself, what roles would you think it would fit us the most? As a director, I'm so curious.
That's a good one. Okay, you know, I just imagine that you would be the comedy one for me, and that would be so funny. Look like a martial art that can do all the stuff, and all you do is I just put a finger and you fall down. I said, "What happened?" And that was fun. But Crystal, as she can be playing a charming person. You know, could be even a lead person. Could be, you know, a person with the connect to the main actors, the way I see her do her performance. But you can be a serious fighter, but comedy would be fit in you because that would entertain the audience. But Crystal, because you're beautiful and you have that charisma, the body language, you can actually flirt with it doesn't matter with the character that you claim, and that will let the audience seeing you that way. Well, Antonio, when you talk about it, now if I want you to be in a movie, then you want to dream to be in a movie with me.
Yeah, man, I would love to. I would love to be a part of the Into Dragon series, and of course, you know, my martial arts background, it's Taekwondo and pro wrestling. So you know, besides martial arts, I also you know, I'm pretty I pretty much fit in all the genres. You know, I've done drama. I've done comedy, and that's one of the huge advantages in being Latino, because in South America, it's not as much as a developed industry as it is in the States. So that's an advantage because you get to do a lot of roles. There's not a lot of competition, and the system is wide open. So, you know, I've done from martial arts.
Well, you know what? I keep doing mine, but, you know, just keep practice. Awesome. You could be in the, you know, my next one, so. And not just into Dragon, who become different thing.
Oh, thank you.
Right,
thank
Crystal?
You. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, no, thank you, Guy.
You're welcome. You. And if you would like to give out your contact information, this would be the time to do it. You know, let the audience know how they can see your stuff, if you have a website or you know, where they can find you at.
Yeah. Sure, they can find me on Facebook. I really recommend Facebook, JJ Stump. It's pretty simple, easy, JJ Stump. You find me everything that in there. You can go to my website, but it's not that much stuff because I'm converting everything to digital. Since the Facebook give me all the power of doing what I want, even the TV show, all this stuff, they gave me so much. Try to make it a better communication for me, especially when I go out of the country, I still communicate with them on Messenger. And my website, I can't. Basically, just stop there. And also, you know, and go to Amazon.com and search for JJ Stump Movie. That's pretty simple enough. JJ Stump Movie. And you can see everything about me. not just one moon, all moons.
Awesome. And then Antonio, if you want to give out your contact information as well, you can do that too.
Thank you very much, Crystal. So everybody, you can look me out in Instagram, antonio.superstar. You can go also to my website and Wix website page, wix.antonio.superstar. And if you want to see all of my work, martial arts, fights, comedy, you know, all the movies, films, and everything, you can find me on YouTube and browse Antonio Superstar. So there's my information, fight scenes, everything. I love you guys. And JJ, you're the best, as well as you, Crystal.
Thank you, sir. Wow. You're the best. Love you, guy. And Crystal, thank you. Where does she go?
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Crystal. Yeah. Thank you. Keep smiling, okay, and focusing what you do. You do a good job.
Thank you. Thank you, Antonio, for joining us today and help co-hosting this wonderful show.
Thank you, JJ.
I'm looking so forward to watching your movie. I'm excited. And
good.
I think you're a wonderful person.
Yeah. All right, and let me know.
You're welcome. And thank you, everyone out there, for watching the Crystal Starn Show on Just TV. Till next time, take care.
Bye-bye.